I got questions.
From the things they didn't tell us, to the stuff we still don't know, all the lies they concocted, I'm discovering answers and I'm letting you know.
I got questions. I won't be held down.
I got questions.
And yes, the answers will be found.
Oh yeah, I'm asking because I want to expand my mind. You can call me nosy, but I bet these answers I'ma find. My inquiry leads to what discovery? So come on and get some answers with me.
I got questions.
Hey, this is Charlene Akua Rose Feather saying what's up to my melanated family and our allies. And welcome to I've Got Questions, the podcast where we have real conversations about house business, old wives' tales, flat out lies, and misconceptions. I'm a coach, a speaker, and a motivational teacher, and I'm sharing these conversations to empower you so you can move intentionally in your purpose. Sometimes I'll invite company over, and other times you get to hear from me. But either way, we're going to get these questions answered, y'all. And the question for today is,
how do you date in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s? Like, this is Charlene Akua Rose, and you can tell I'm on one today because I got a question. Well, I got several questions, to be real. So I'm going to just put it out there. I have recently jumped into the dating pool and I realized that the water is too doggone cold. By what I mean by that is it's a shock what I'm confronted with as I embark upon this whole dating adventure. So let me just give y'all some context. And I really want to hear back from you. Like, usually I got questions and I talk to somebody, I get company over, or I'll share my musings and invite you to talk to me. But I literally want to hear back from you all. If you're listening through the Anchor app, you can record a voicemail message to me and I can play that on another episode. You can contact me through my website, contact me page, charlenerfeathers.org, and I can read it on another podcast episode. We can schedule a few minutes to talk about it, you know, depending on what you have to say, but I have questions. So for context, when I was younger and I was dating, it then had a completely different connotation than what it does today. It meant something completely different. Let me just set the stage for you, okay, and see if you can agree with this. And again, I want to hear from you. I want to hear y'all's responses and reactions to anything I'm saying in here, even if you talk about the way I laugh, okay, which I don't care, but I'm just saying you might want to say something about it. So here's the thing. In my younger years, if I'm dating somebody, what that basically means is we know each other from somewhere or we met each other at some place and we're going to hang out one or two times and then we basically jumping into bed. I mean, that was my life. Don't judge me, or do, I don't care. But that was basically what it was. Dating was basically previewing for sexual desire. Like, I'm gonna hang out with you, and if it's cool, we jumping into bed. And sometimes that, you know, one or two times didn't have to happen. If I hung out with you for 1 or 2 hours, unfortunately, that was a part of what I did. You know, it's what I did. So when I think about what dating meant then, it seemed like this archaic ideal. It seemed like, you know, something that old people do. Now, be clear, that was the narrative from back when I was younger. It wasn't just, you know, dating wasn't the thing. It was kicking it or hooking up or hanging out, right? So when I ended up dating the person that I eventually married for a very brief time, that dating, quote unquote, looked like, you know, kind of similar to what it looked like when I was younger. You know, we hung out a bit. We went to the movies. We went mini golfing. We went to the restaurants. We, you know, hung out at that person's house and then eventually we ended up having sex. You know, and then eventually it was marriage. But my point is, back then, I didn't really give too much thought to what it means to date somebody. I didn't give much thought to what that whole thing about dating looks like, what it means, what it sounds like, what it involves, what it entails, what it should result in, what I want from it, what I want to give to it, what I got to offer, etc. Like, none of that stuff even played a part in it. It was basically, are you attractive enough for me to daydream about you, you know, and have sex with? That was pretty much it. So now that I am over 40 and jumping back into the dating pool, you know, catch y'all up. The marriage ended many years ago. Hallelujah. But, you know, I wasn't really dating. It was just like a little bit of, you know, hanging out here and there. But the one thing that I was sure of when I started hanging out, you know, got back into the quote unquote dating pool, I guess, I was clear that it wasn't going to be no sex. But what I didn't have in any of these instances, I had, when I was younger, I didn't have any questions, any thoughts. When I got a little bit older, after my marriage ended, my thing was what it wasn't going to be. I didn't give much thought to what it can be, what I did want it to be. You know what I'm saying? So now that's where I am. That's where I am right now. I'm at the place right now where I'm literally asking, what is this supposed to look like? What is it supposed to involve? What is it supposed to entail? What do I get from it? What do I give to it? What do I want? And do I want to be, let's kick it, and we end up having sex real quick? Listen, I got kids. I got bills. I got degrees. I got, you know, work to do. I don't have time to be hopping from bed to bed. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm telling you where I am. I want to hear from you. If you got another narrative, if you got another, you know, set of experiences, I definitely want to hear that. I'm telling you what my story is. What do you do when you're over 40? I'm not going to the movies. Going to the movies is so played out. Like, not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go to the movies with family. I'll go, you know, hang out with, you know, friends, be like, oh yeah, let's go. It's a, you know, a women's group or something like that, and say, let's go see that movie. But if we're dating, I'm trying to get to understand where you are, because I have plans, I've got goals, I've got things I've already accomplished, and I need to know that you own some sort of upward mobile path. Like, so how do you quote unquote pick that person out? How do you identify that person? How do you know that this one is quote unquote the one? At the age of over 40, I had a friend tell me that when you're dating over 40, how does she word that? Basically, you're not looking for a mate, you're looking for a business partner. You're looking for somebody who can help you with them bills. Can you pay my bills? Like, and I'm kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that feel away. You know, make me feel away when I hear that. Like, I'm trying to check your bank account and find out what your credit score is. That's important. But is that the basis of the relationship? Like, don't you, as you're dating, want to eventually find someone with whom you can grow old, whatever that looks like? You can age with this person together and accomplish things together, you know, perhaps, you know, buy more property or buy any property or travel or, you know, start a business, something like that. Like, don't you want to wake up next to this person, you know, and be happy to see them and, you know, be attracted to them? Like, don't you want to sit across the table from this person and just be, you know, proud that you're in this relationship and that you've got goals and you're moving and you're grooving toward it? Like, isn't there more to it, or is there more to it than just a business proposition or a sexual agreement? How do you date when you are over 40? What's the key factor? What's the secret sauce? What are you looking for? And how do you know you found it? And how long are you willing to wait until you find it? How long are you willing to date to find it? And where do you go about finding it? Do you go to the club? Do you go to the bars? Do you go hang out at networking events? Do you go swiping left and right? What's the process? What's the procedure? What is the procedure? That was a nod to set it off, and I probably didn't say the words right, but that's all right. You get where I'm coming from. What do you do? How do you do it? And what do you use to create this criteria? What are you looking for? You know, some of us over 40 have young children. You know, some of us got kids who are, you know, 8 and 10 and all of that. And so are you looking for somebody who could be a step parent, you know, parent material? Are you just looking for somebody to rub you the right way? Like, what are you looking for? All right. So that's my question. I hope. I want to get y'all's comments. I want to hear from you because I know I'm not the only one who's wondering about this. I know I'm not the only one who's asking this question. If you're listening through the Anchor app, you can leave me a voicemail message right through the app. If you are not listening to me through the Anchor app and you're listening to me through some other app, you can contact me, charlenerfeathers.org. You can email me, charlenerfeathers@gmail. There's so many ways you can contact me. I want to hear back from you. I want some feedback.
Thank you for hanging with me on I Got Questions. Today's discussion is just the beginning. The next part is up to you. Take this conversation into your community with your families, your friends, your church, wherever you go. Discover more answers and ask some questions of your own. And hey, keep me in the conversation. Visit my website at charlenerfeathers.org and click the Contact Me page. If we keep asking and answering questions, we'll keep moving forward. Till next time. Peace out, y'all.